West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Georgia State Patrol says a Bowden woman died following a two-vehicle crash in southern Carroll County on Wednesday. According to the preliminary report provided by the Public Information Office early Wednesday afternoon, troopers responded to a crash on Georgia Highway 5 near Bethesda Church Road. It was learned that the driver of a 2019 GMC Terrain was traveling west on Georgia 5 attempting to pass another vehicle in a legal passing zone. In the attempt to return back to the westbound lane, the vehicle driven by Mildred Wiggins struck the front left area of a 2019 Nissan Versa, which was traveling east on Georgia 5. After impact, Ms. Wiggins' vehicle spun off the roadway to the left and struck two trees. Both drivers were transported to Tanner Hospital in Carrollton. Ms. Wiggins succumbed to her injuries at the hospital. Well, one of West Georgia's most recognizable landmarks is not being torn down, contrary to public concerns making the rounds on social media Wednesday. Concerned area residents mistook renovations being done on the W.E. Johnson Sweet Potato Curing and Storage Building off Highway 27 south of Carrollton for demolition. Johnson family descendant Alicia Searcy told WLBB Radio Wednesday there is no intent to demolish or remove the building, and the family's hopeful to maintain the building for decades to come. In fact, she said when she was asked yesterday afternoon if the building was being taken down, she was caught off guard.
A few years back, I think most of people in the community recognized that a new roof was put on the building, and our intention at that time was to go ahead and restore the sides on it and get the painting back on it. But when COVID hit, pricing and materials went up, and we didn't have the amount of money that it was going to take to do it. So we've been waiting to accumulate those funds, and now we have the money to put the siding on it.
The Johnson family had built the potato house in 1940, and it remained in operation until the middle 1960s. The barn and the classic Coca-Cola logo painted on its side have been photographed by thousands of people passing along U.S. Highway 27 over the years, and its image has been reproduced thousands of times on posters and websites.
We're still collecting some donations to help with the cost of the painting and the paint and the things to put the logos back, but the wood was in such disrepair that we had to remove it all and then put exterior boarding up, and then we'll put the new siding up over that. And hope to have that complete probably in the next couple of weeks.
Searcy said her family has come across pictures and collector's items over the years featuring the Sweet Potato House as far away as Canada. And last year's 8th grade class at Carrollton Middle School collectively has earned 215 high school credits before entering their freshman year of high school, school officials said on Wednesday. CMS Principal Eric Simmons said the early exposure to advanced coursework helps students and parents begin to envision their path to college and tailor their academic journey to meet their individual goals. I'm Colin Worthington.